Okay, Army News, today's music. This is Garrison FM, and hello from me, Chris Sturgis, in Afghanistan. Now, for the next couple of weeks, I'll be visiting some of the British troops on Operic 17, who are coming to the end of their deployment and preparing to make way for one mechanised brigade who arrive here in just a few weeks' time. Now, we've just landed at Moblashkagar, a 20-minute trip in a Merlin, which you may be able to hear behind me in the background. Now, I'm going to be staying here for the next few days, and the first people we're going to catch up with is the PMAG, the Police Mentoring Advisory Group. I spoke to them earlier.
Hello, I'm Major Rob Case. I'm Chief of Staff of the PMAG.
Rob, thanks for joining us. First question, how's the tour gone?
It's been fascinating. We're now in month six of the tour. I have to say we've learned a huge amount about the area and the local people, in particular the Afghan local police, who have been so fascinating to work with.
Has it been everything that you imagined it was going to be?
Yeah.
And more, maybe?
Yeah, I think it has. It's and we'd been out here previously on Herrick 12 and doing a similar type role, mentoring the ANCOP and the police, with my squadron at that time. So we knew exactly what we were going to get into. However, they never cease to amaze you out here.
How do you gauge success? Because obviously you must sit down at your desk at times and say, oh, yeah, we've done well here. How do you gauge this?
Well, it's not easy. A lot of it is qualitative assessments of exactly sort of what's going on when you're dealing with the Afghan police. But we see, they're making gains every day. It's a lot of the times it's small gains, but it's very measurable. It's very obvious. A lot of things that they're doing, the simple things that they're putting through requests that previously they would always rely on ISAF to help them out with. Where we see actually them going through the process themselves, going to their own chain's command to asking for support as opposed to immediately turning to us, is we take that as real progress.
We can't underestimate enough how much the Afghan police have come on, because they've picked up things remarkably quickly, haven't they?
Yeah, this has been an excellent time for them. Over the last 6 months, we've seen enormous progress where they, for the first time, we've taken the role now that if we want them to take the next step, we have to get out of the way. And they've very much sort of taken that, because they realise for the first time that they can't rely on ISAF to support them every time. They've got that message and they've picked up the baton and run with it.
Mm. This might be a very unfair question. Could you guys just sort of up and go and they would be quite competent to carry on with the work?
I mean, that's a huge question. It's well above my pay scale. But in sort of the local level, we have certainly seen there's individuals around here who are very capable, who know exactly what they're doing. They're very professional. Certainly speaking for the individuals that I see surrounded within Lashkargah and the central homing districts, there are a number of AUP around here who are very capable, who are perfectly able to work without our support.
What will you take back as the big success stories of the tour?
Bizarrely, I think the big success of our tour has been the drawing down of the police mentoring. It's one of the unexpected tasks that we've come across and we've had since being across here, is that when we came across we had 17 PATs, which were the sort of the entities that go around the ground and provide the mentoring, and during the tour we were basically told to lift from those and lift from the precinct level, to stop going out to the local checkpoints. And actually so one of our big successes is actual fact, like I say, is getting out of the way so they can take the next step as we've lifted those PATs from the ground. And we stopped mentoring at the precinct level. The AEP have really stepped in. The other big success is providing them with the ability to train themselves. And so as we stepped out of the way, they've stepped in, they've taken over themselves.
So as you guys prepare to go back home and Herrick 18 takes over, what's there for them to do? Is it kind of more of the same?
It's very similar. Their focus will be on the next level up. Whereas we were initially, and for the majority of this tour, very much focusing on the precinct level, on the checkpoints and the Afghan policemen on the ground, their focus is, we believe, is going to be very much on the district level. It's going to be on the commanders and on the centralised, the DATs.
It is mission accomplished. We've done a good job here. You would go along with that, surely?
Yeah, I think we're very happy. I mean, they say some of the guys are redeploying home already. We had our first of our chaps who came over were August last year, and so they've now reached the end of their 6 month tour. No one's unhappy about going home at this stage.
Well, listen, wish you well, and Major, thanks ever so much for talking to us on Garrison FM, and I wish you well with what you've got left on your tour. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's Major Rob Case there from the Royal Dragoon Guards. He's Chief of Staff of the PMAG here at Mob Lashkar Gah. I'm Chris Sturgis in Afghanistan, and more from me tomorrow here on Garrison FM.